So far in Afghanistan, in the new year, there have been at least 15 American troops killed. Right now, the Marines are leading the American offensive in a tiny corner of Helmand Province in the Sangin district, and they're paying the price, with nearly 30 deaths in the last 4 months and an incredible number of lost limbs because of improvised explosive devices and mines buried in the earth. New York Times reporter Michael Camber has been on patrol with these Marines. You can see his work, pictures and essays, at hereandnow.org. As he joins us from Kandahar on a scratchy cell phone, but we appreciate it. And Michael, these images are incredible. What is it like to take them?
Well, it's actually very difficult to photograph because you can only move in a single file. There's no wandering off. There are so many mines and IEDs everywhere. You can lose your legs.
In fact, you write that the Marines, you know, have to, you're all walking in each other's footsteps. One Marine did just step off the path slightly and turn around to speak to someone and lost both his legs.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that happened a couple weeks ago. The unit I was with, they've had one triple amputee and one double amputee. It's a very, very tough situation for the Marines.
And you remind us they took over this area from the British, who, you know, were quite bloodied in the course of their stay in the area and had pretty much hunkered down. Given how dangerous this is, you know, even when you're with the Marines and they're walking through a maze in a village, you know, mud-walled compounds, they are constantly looking for what, little lines in the dirt that could show that somebody had dug there?
Everybody is watching the ground all the time. They're looking for variations in the shade of the sand. They're looking for any types of bumps or elevation. They're looking for sometimes hay. People will spread hay over the mines and the IEDs. So they're constantly studying the ground. That's what saves your life. Most of it's visual. The explosives that they're hiding are mostly plastic-based. Some of them are fertilizer. They're using detonators that are made from wood and styrofoam, so it's almost impossible to pick them up with a metal detector.
Well, given that, how effective are the Marines, you know, in taking the battle to the enemy, which is what they want to do? They don't want to hunker down. How effective are they being?
Well, that's what's kind of astonishing about it. One first sergeant, he estimated that 100 Marines out of a battalion of 1,000. He said 100 Marines have been sent home without at least one leg already. Mm. What's astonishing is that the Marines are going out every day and patrolling. They're continuing to go out. They're going into the villages. They're walking through these minefields. One guy said, "We're fighting a war in a minefield." That's basically what we're doing. But the Marines keep going out.
But, you know, to what end? I mean, it's just horrible what you're describing, people losing limbs and feet. But are they having an impact on the Taliban?
They say they are. They say that they are basically creating a presence in these villages where there's been no presence at all. These are villages where there's been no government presence, no military presence. The Taliban have had free reign in these villages. And now, for the first time, the Marines are going in there every day. They're talking to locals, talking to elders. They're helping to establish a presence, and they feel like establishing the presence is the first step, and they say they're making steady progress.
Well, I'm just still, you know, on that statistic you just gave us, 100 out of 1,000 Marines have been sent home with a lost limb, a lost foot, or a lost limb. That's 1 in 10. I mean, what's the morale?
It's astonishingly good. I can say these guys were enthusiastic and raring to go. They've had, it's a company of 40 men. I think 9 have been killed or wounded, most of them wounded. And that's 25% almost. And
yeah.
Yet they're still raring to go out every day. It's astonishing. They're Marines. They're just tough guys.
Michael Camber of the New York Times. You can, again, see pictures and read his many stories about the Marines he's been in bed with in Sangin in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, at hereandnow.org. Michael, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you for having me on.
And by the way, just to note, Michael has told us the reason the Taliban is defending this area so fiercely is because it's a major area of poppy production, which, of course, funds their mission. Again, to see pictures, go to hereandnow.org. And always, while there, we'd love to hear from you. Comment on anything on the program. Just click on Contact Us to send an email or leave a comment right there. And by the way, a powerful story we just heard, but we've also received many questions regarding our first story about retirement. We're going to follow up and get those questions answered, so bring them on. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.